My attitude is in divine order. My attitude is in divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My attitude is in divine order. I'm such a logical, reasonable person in every area of my life. This is what human beings are. That I want to figure out how everything is to be done, how everything is to be fulfilled and revealed and unfolded. And so I say my attitude is all in divine order. My attitude, all is in divine order. Now, why do I say that my attitude is in divine order right now? I say that because that is my choice. I choose to have all of my attitudes, any attitude that I have about anything in life, be harmonious with all that is good and beneficial to me. All that is good and beneficial to all in my world. All that's good and beneficial, period. I don't have to add a lot of phrases to help me understand what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. All's in divine order. My attitude is all is in divine order. This is the only attitude that I choose to have. And when I choose to have that attitude, I let go and let the divine order in me be. I do not have to know what that divine order is, how that divine order is going to work, how that divine order is going to reveal itself to me. I just say, all is in divine order, and then I let go and let it be revealed in me. And as I let it be revealed in me, I think the right thoughts and I say the right things at all times. I think the right thought about my body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a joyful, wonderful, marvelous experience for me throughout the entire time of my life that I choose to use it. It is always in divine order. It is always beautiful and wonderful. This doesn't mean that I'm not going to be challenged from time to time with experiences in my body, but it means that I am going to be responsible for what my attitude is about these experiences that take place in my life. Is this an ideal body that will experience only ideal effects? Or is it an ideal body that will experience ups and downs, ins and outs? It'll experience all sorts of things. Is that the type of thing that I have? Well, it's up to me. It's up to me where my consciousness is, where I lay my thoughts at, where I put my desires for myself, where I have my attitude. And my attitude is, I live in this spiritually perfect body. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I live in this lovely, glorious body throughout my entire experience here on planet Earth. And it is a wonderful experience, and it's an immortal, eternal, everlasting experience, and I'm living it now. I live it in every attitude I have, in every thought I have, in every dream I have, in every awareness that I have, because it's me. It's who I am, and it's a wonderful thing to be who I am. It's a wonderful thing to be expressing that which I am at all times. I can wander. I can wander from my attitude, but I can also wander back. And I do not need to wander. Wandering is something that an undisciplined person does. Wandering is something that an undisciplined person allows thoughts to come into their mind, into their consciousness, which is not theirs. Immediately when such a thought comes into your consciousness or my consciousness, I say to myself, all is in divine order. I think heavenly thoughts. I think divine thoughts. I think beautiful thoughts. I think glorious thoughts. My thoughts are wonderful and uplifting and supportive and fantastic in every wonderful way. That's my thoughts. That's what my thoughts are. That's how my thoughts are. That's where my thoughts are. That's all that matters. Nothing else in the entire universe matters to me, except that my attitude is in divine order now. My attitude is in divine order now. My attitude is in divine order now. I say this again and again and again, and as I say it, lays a blanket of my attitude being all in divine order in my heart, in my soul, in my being. And I sort of delight in that attitude. I delight in that feeling that all is in divine order now. I delight in that awareness that all is in divine order now. I delight in that attitude that this is who I am. This is who all the world is. This is what is going on around me in every single place, in every single where that I am. And it's a wonderful thing to be. My attitude is, all is in divine order. I say this repeatedly. My attitude, all is in divine order. My attitude is, all is in divine order. Now. It's so easy to let my mind drift occasionally, but it is important that the moment it drifts, I bring it back to saying the truth about myself. My attitude is in divine order. And as I bring it back, it's a happy returning home. Oh, only an instant away, but yes, that instant was too long. I bring back in my consciousness my thoughts to my perfect attitude about myself, to my perfect expression about myself, to my perfect reality about myself. And I am happy and fulfilled in every way. My attitude is, all is in divine order now. My attitude is, all is in divine order now. This happens about everything in my body, everything in my world, all the people I meet. My attitude is, all is in divine order about every person that I meet, all the members of my family, all the members of the University of Healing, all the members of my world are all in divine order right now, because I am in divine order right now. So long as I am in divine order right now, everything in my world is in divine order right now. Everyone in my world is enjoying wholeness, happiness, health, right action, peace, joy. Everyone in my world is living in their ideal spiritual mind and body, in their ideal spirit, mind, and body right now, in every single way, in every single thought, in every single attitude. These are the thoughts that are my thoughts. These are the thoughts that are my reality. These are the thoughts that are my everyday consideration for myself. These are the thoughts of who and what I am. These are the thoughts that make up my world. I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. My attitude is in divine order now and always. My attitude is in divine order now and always. My attitude is in divine order. What a wonderful way to have my attitude be, to be in divine order. And when my attitude is in divine order, it reveals in my life that divine order. And I do not need to know what divine order is and what the attitude is. All I know is I speak my word and say my attitude is in divine order, and then all is. And I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel uplifted. I feel that I am doing everything in the right way. And because I'm doing everything in the right way, I feel good about me. And I feel good about my world. And I feel good about all life. And I am happy. And I am joyous. And I am free now all the time. It's a wonderful life to live. It's a wonderful world to live in. It's a wonderful experience to have. And I have it because that's who I am. And I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.